Today, what I want to do is continue the message that I gave last Sunday. And the passage was John 15, verse 4. It says, "Remain in me, and I will remain in you." Okay? Remain in me, and I will remain in you. Last Sunday, the title was God Remains in You. And I talked about hearing the voice of God. Today, the first part, Remain in God. That's the title, Remain in God. Prayer is not biblical, but human when we treat prayer like a bank account. Okay? And I'll say that again. Prayer is not biblical, but is human when we treat prayer like a bank account. If I pray, if you're thinking this way, if I pray 1 hour a day for 30 days, then God's going to bless me. Prayer is like this accumulating credit in heaven. Prayer is a bank account in heaven. If I pray for 20 hours, this month, God will make me successful. God will, he will, help me so I preach well. He'll give me a promotion, and people around me will like me if I pray 20 hours this month. But when you look at Jesus' prayer life, Jesus had divine discernment. He had all knowledge. He had all power at his disposal. Jesus had deep understanding of spiritual things. Yet Jesus prayed in the morning. Jesus prayed throughout the day. And sometimes the Bible talks about he prayed all night. And you see a few times when ministry got really busy, he just snuck away. He just snuck away and went to a solitary place and prayed. And so his disciple who lived with him was so impressed with Jesus' prayer life that they asked him to teach them how to pray. Why would someone who had divine power need to pray? And this is the main reason. This is the main reason I believe Jesus prayed. Jesus loved his heavenly Father. Okay? Jesus loved his heavenly Father. John chapter 15 is about the vine and the branch connecting together. So prayer is not work. Prayer is not performance. Prayer is not a bank account in heaven. Prayer is not to manipulate God to bless you. Prayer is connection. Connection. Prayer is about relationship. It's about intimacy. It's about love. It is remaining in God. Okay? Remaining in God. The vine is connected. The branch is connected to the vine. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 7 says Jesus prayed with loud cries and tears. Okay? He prayed with loud cries and tears. Jesus' prayer was intense. Jesus' prayer was filled with emotion. Jesus' prayer was not casual. Jesus prayed with emotion. Why? Because he loved his Father. Okay? When you love somebody, there's emotion. You can't say, "I don't feel anything for you, but I love you." It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't work. There was real emotion because there was real relationship. Emotion was intense because his love for the Father was intense. When prayer is connection, when it's remaining in God, this is why it's so important. There's faith in prayer, there's boldness in prayer. And your prayer life becomes powerful. Your prayer life becomes powerful. When you look at the parable of the prodigal son, the eldest son, right? What happened? The younger son comes home, and the eldest son is so upset that he refused to join the celebration. What does he tell the father? He tells the father, "I performed, I served, I worked hard. Yet you never gave me a young goat so that I could celebrate with my friends." And what does the father remind, the son? He says, "My son." Right? He reminds him that, it reminds him of the family relationship, the love relationship. He tells the son, You are always with me, and everything I have is yours. See, when you, in prayer, when you forget the relationship, the connection, it's about love, you forget who you are. You forget the Father. You forget what you have. As a disciple of Jesus Christ, as sons and daughters of God. See, when you don't remain in God, you develop this poverty mindset, this poverty spirit when you pray. Prayer becomes begging. Prayer is convincing God, manipulating God. It's about how long you pray. It's about the words that you use. It's about how many words you use. And in the process, the Bible says, your prayer becomes powerless. You know, when you don't remain in God, you know, prayer doesn't help you with your stress. Right? When you don't have this connection with God. Philippians 4, 6, 7 says, pray, you know, instead of being anxious about it, anything, but by prayer and petition, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends understanding, will guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. When you pray, you know, when you don't remain in God, you don't have the peace of God. Why? When you remain in God, you know, you don't worry. Because Matthew 6 says, look at the birds. God takes care of the birds. Okay, look at the flowers. God clothed the flowers. And in Matthew 6, the Bible says, you are more valuable than all the flowers, than all the birds, than all the animal, than all his other creation. You understand how much God loves you. And when you understand and when you're connected to the Father, when you pray, stress lifts off of you. When you think God is, you know, mean, he's hard, he's like a slave driver, you pray, you're still stressful. You're still stressed. God cares about the big things in my life. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as is in heaven. It says, this is the Lord's Prayer. So God cares about, I believe, like revival, that discipleship, about transformation, that our lives being changed, our purpose, our destiny. And the Lord's Prayer says, even the little things, give us this day our daily bread. Okay? Give us this day our daily bread. When you don't understand the love of God, the connection in prayer, remaining in God, you know, you feel like I have to take care of everything. The Bible says God numbers our hair. Things we don't even think about, you know, think about this. It would be important if he didn't have it. Oxygen. Isn't it really important? Right? God takes care of it. Water. Isn't that very important? You know, one time I fasted not drinking water for a day and a half, almost 2 days. I almost died. Don't do that. It's not good. It's not good. Right? Food. The atmosphere. I could go on and on and on. And, you know, when those things that we don't even think about, but if it is not there, we will be desperate for it. We'll be desperate for it. We would give everything we had for it. We would fight, steal, or even kill for those things. You know, the church, needs to pray. Catalyst, when I say pray, let's think of remain in God. Okay? Remain in God. And we need to remain in God in such time as this. Luke 22, verse 44 says, being in anguish, this is Jesus, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. Jesus prayed during the greatest trial in his life. That's the context of this passage. Jesus was facing the cross. What did he do? Jesus' prayer was earnest. saw earnest that his sweat was like drop of blood when he prayed. What do you do in great time of need? Jesus was facing the end of his life on earth. Jesus was about to carry the sin of the whole world. The devil was gearing up for every demonic attack. What did Jesus do? He prayed. Because prayer is about connection, about relationship, about intimacy. The most painful and difficult, one of the most difficulty in, when we go through trial is that we feel all alone. We feel all alone. Jesus prayed because he needed to be near his Father. His disciple during this time, the Bible says, fell asleep. So because he fell asleep, what happened? When the soldiers came, they ran away. Jesus stayed close to the Father. What would you do in great time of need? You know, we need to pray. But we don't pray unless we understand it's about relationship. It's about drawing near to God, hearing the voice of God. It's about depending on God, trusting God. During difficult time, the disciples didn't pray. Instead, they got angry. They denied Jesus. They ran away. They hid. When you have a love relationship with God in time of prayer, you are strengthened. You are strengthened. You know, I don't know people where they go, you know, I draw near to the Lord in the greatest trial of my life, and that didn't help me at all. I don't know anybody who says that. Instead, what I hear is during the greatest trial of my life, if I hear this, you know, I got mad at God. It's not fair. You know, I start watching Netflix only. I start drinking alcohol. You know, it didn't help them at all. To fulfill the purpose of God for your life is not just the right information to get the right information so that you could do the right thing. During the most difficult time in your life, we need to be connected to God. We need to remain in God. Without connection, if God showed you his will, you're not going to do his will. Esther, he heard the will of God. And it was very scary. God's will was very scary. What did she do? She fasted and prayed. She had all God's people fast and pray. Prayer connects you to God. The connection gives you not just the right information, but it will give you strength. Okay? People of God, it will give you strength. It will give you faith. It will give you courage. It will encourage you. It will guide you. John chapter 15, prayer is about being connected to the living God. It says, if not connected, you can do nothing. If not connected, your life will be a waste, a branch that is thrown away and withers. If connected, the Bible says, you will bear much fruit. You will show yourself to be his disciple. You will fulfill his destiny and purpose. Again, that connection is a vine branch illustration. You know, so I said this before, if you walked outside now and you saw a branch connected to the vine, right? What do you see? It's very natural. Okay? This is how that branch is going to be fruitful. This is so important. This is life-giving. This is dependence. Right? It's something beautiful. Yeah? You know this is right. You know this is natural. This is the most important way the branch is going to live. But when you see a branch fallen from the tree, first thing that comes to my mind is it's going to die, or it is already dead. It will never fulfill its purpose. There will be no fruit. You know? There's no more life flowing through that branch. Prayerlessness is a branch that has fallen from the vine. Prayerless life, you cannot know the will of God. You know, It is a life without purpose, prayerlessness. It can't reach its purpose and destiny. Again, the enemy wants to paint this picture of prayer, that it's just a bother, it's something to be forced, it's boring. You know, when I tell my kids, you know, can we pray at night or for dinner? Oh, pick this person. No, I don't want to do it. You pick this person. No, you pray. Yeah. And it's something we see it as life draining. It's a performance, it's a duty, it's a ritual, it's something that's disconnected. No, prayer is one of the foundation to our Christian life. Yeah. And the devil wants to paint this lie that it is not important, it's not a priority, that you could skip it. You know, prayer is not about making the right decision or having the right information. You know, praying so that God will give you the right decision for your job, for your investment, or, you know, what group you should join or where you should live. Okay. No, prayer is about a love relationship. Right? You know, we can make the right decision. You can marry the right person, but without prayer, your marriage is going to fall apart. You could have the right job, but without that remaining in God, you can make a lot of money, but you will not fulfill the purpose and destiny that God has for you in that job. You could live in the right place, but without remaining in God, you just become a citizen of the world, but not the citizen of the kingdom of God. So this is my challenge to you. You know, let's renew our connection and let's remain in the Lord. Amen. Let's pray. Let's pray together.